a mighty God. We say hallelujah. What a mighty God we say. Angels bow before him, worship and adore him. What a mighty God we say. We serve a mighty God. Glory be to God in the highest. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Today, just turn your Bible as you listen and be saying and shouting thunderous amen for every prayer point and every word of God that will be coming to you today and for this week. Let's turn our Bible to Joshua chapter 6, verse 1 and verse 20. Verse 1 and verse 20 of Joshua chapter 6. Now Jericho was straightly shut up because of the children of Israel. Note it. It was because of some people. It was not a normal situation. So what you are going through right now is not normal. It's just because of you, who you are. Now, because of the children of Israel, none went out and none came in. So the people shouted. That's verse 20. So the people shouted when the priest blew the trumpet. And it came to pass. It will come to pass this week in your life. When the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat. Praise God this morning. Glory be to God in the highest. We bless Jesus for a new week. I want you to know something, that most of the challenges we face in life is not because we are under curses. I'm not saying that there are no demonic curses and demonic covenants. But don't forget what the scripture says, that when Jesus died on the cross of Calvary and resurrected, he has broken laws. He has broken the power of curses and evil covenants. And why are we now facing what we are facing? Most times it's not because of those curses you are under, but because of who we are as children of God. The Bible says it was because of the children of Israel. And don't forget, the Bible says that we are spiritual Israel. We are children of Israel spiritually. So the devil brings the wall of Jericho. He brings up the wall of Jericho. He shut the gates of Jericho. He brings those challenges, those problems we're facing, financial dryness, those marital turbulences, those career failures that we are facing because of who we are. Note it, is who you are that determines what you face most times. And that is why we are facing what we're facing. But look at it in verse 20. The Bible says, so the people shouted when the priest blew with the trumpet. They shouted. And it came to pass. The priest blew the trumpet and change was called in. So as a priest of God, as a bishop in his vineyard, and a prophet of the Most High God, I'm here today to blow your trumpet of change and celebration. It was after the priest blew the trumpet and the people shouted that change came, that things turn around. So at a point in your life, for you to see the change you want, for you to know the greatness that you have been promised by God, the priest, a prophet must intervene. A sent prophet, a sent priest. I'm sent to you this morning. Thus says the Lord, whatever hinders you before now shall crumble before you in Jesus' name. Hear me. This is a week leading into a new month. And that is talking about a change. As you transit from a month to another month in this week, to hear the Lord, everything that hinders you before now shall crumble in Jesus' name. Hear this. Family problem standing before you, shall be consumed by fire in the name of Jesus. I know those of you listening to me, there are one family problem or the other, but thus saith the Lord, they are consumed by fire in the name of Jesus. Every sound of sorrow in your life is silenced totally, permanently, in the name of Jesus. I am not talking as an ordinary man. I'm talking as a voice from God. Those sound of sorrows, they are over. They are silenced permanently. In the name of Jesus, I declare that you receive access into your land of promise and fulfillment. Now, in Jesus' name, anything that is called the wall of Jericho before your finances, I declare it to fall flat. Now, in Jesus' name, you wall of Jericho, standing before these people of God, listening to my voice, spiritually, physically, financially, materially, maritally, ministerially, in career, business-wise, in every aspect of their lives, I declare by fire, by thunder, fall flat, in the name of Jesus. Makutelege, ilogedebusa, alimukutuli alaba, rogila ino kuta, ino tusuli alaba, you wall of Jericho, fall flat. In the name of Jesus, there is a change and celebration come your way. In the name of Jesus, whatever will take my God to make you and people around you to start to marry, it shall happen today. And this week, in Jesus' name, gates of fulfillment shall burst open for you now. In the name of Jesus, from today, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, this is what God says, you are highly favored. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are highly favored. In the name of Jesus, I'm blowing the trumpet of change. Trumpet of glory, trumpet of prosperity, trumpet of holiness, trumpet of righteousness, trumpet of power, trumpet of manifestation of grace and glory. In the name of Jesus, I'm blowing the trumpet of blessings into your life. So shall it be. In the name of Jesus, the wall of Jericho, fall down, fall flat. That is the declaration today. Wall of Jericho, fall down in Jesus' name. Amen. This is Bishop Ranti Famodo of Divine Spring of Life, of Divine Spring of Life International Ministries, South Africa. Feel free to share your testimony to the glory of God, according to Psalm 66, line 16, that you share to the glory of God, not to my own glory, but to the glory of God and to the blessedness of God's people. Share it with me as you call me on +27730606402. Or you send an email to us on rontiblessed@yahoo.com. This day is your day for liberty. Amen. Hallelujah.